This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. From buying, we're going to turn to giving. It's also the season of the canned food drive. You may have donation boxes at your office or the grocery store. And with the recent cut in food stamp benefits, charities say they're seeing more demand for donated food. But before you round up those almost expired cans of lima beans and creamed corn, some food banks are encouraging other ways of giving. Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
At the Maryland Food Bank, workers move boxes of mashed potatoes and stuffing, a lot of it donated through traditional food drives, which it turns out are losing favor at some food banks.
What we've found is that it's the most expensive way to get food onto the table of a food insecure person.
That's Maryland Food Bank President Deborah Flateman.
We might have to send a truck and a driver over to pick up that box. It then has to be handled by volunteers and paid staff to inspect it.
Those costs add up to more than $1.50 per pound of donated food. So more food banks are steering donors to virtual food drives. You can shop online, add food to your cart, just like on Amazon, only at wholesale prices.
And then we just simply purchase that case of food and it goes right into inventory. So now your dollar isn't paying retail, it's paying wholesale.
Plus, the food bank's processing costs are about two-thirds lower. At the San Francisco and Marin Food Bank, Emily Byram says cash donations buy a lot more food, but there's still a place for the traditional food drive.
It's also really important to have our barrels out in the community for people to see them and to help raise awareness that the food bank exists.
Without that reminder, some people just wouldn't think to give, like Teresa Newton from Portland, Oregon.
If it's in your face every single day as you come in and out of the office, I think you're more likely to say, oh, yeah, I'll remember to bring that bag of food that I didn't want, you know, whatever it might be, you know, a bunch of chicken noodle soup cans. You might remember to bring them.
And that may be why the virtual food drive has been slow to catch on. At the Maryland Food Bank, traditional drives bring in almost 1 million pounds of donated food every year. So far, online donations are just a fraction of that. In Baltimore, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.